Blog Talk Radio.
And friend, the Sand Tiger, DJ Southeast Vince, coming at you from a place called Durham, North Carolina. And this is Black by Color only on CNM Radio. On this show, I will discuss current events and issues that affect the black race and take on the apostles of blackness. Hopefully, you'll get something from this show. And if you have a question or a comment, make sure you season it well with respect. I'll push the kick button and you will suffer the curse of the fruit bat. So don't come here being a fruit bat, as this is a fruit bat free program. You are listening to Black by Color only. Well, hello everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land. Hope today finds you doing well. If you would like to be a guest to call in to the program, the call-in number is 646-478-5284. That's 646-478-5284. And you can call in and discuss anything that I talk about on the show. But once again, be aware of the aforementioned curse of the fruit bat. If you come on here with ad hominem attacks, straw man arguments, character assassinations, random insults, trolling, excessive profanity, I will push the kick button and you will go bye-bye. Okay, I don't care if you agree with me or disagree with me. Just be agreeable in your attitude on this program, okay? That's all I ask. So, like I said, hope everybody is doing well out there. We have gone through our third straight weekend of snow here in Durham, North Carolina, which is not saying much because every week it's been around an inch or so. And last night we had like a little dusting of snow, and it's not much. You know, a couple of days later, the snow is gone. So, but north of here, at, you know, even as close as Virginia, excuse me, Virginia is about 77 miles from here, and they've gotten a lot of snow, and from what I heard, Boston was expecting as much as 3 feet of snow. I haven't seen the weather report or anything on that, but we're still going through the winter weather, which I would like to ask the proponents of global warming and climate change. You know, I would love to have some of that global warming right now, but I digress. Well, folks, Joe Biden is at it again. Our good old Joseph Budinski is at it again. You all know that, you know, a couple of years ago, he was running for president, and, you know, he was debating with some other candidates for the Democratic nomination for president of the United States. And one of the people he debated with was Kamala Harris. And Kamala basically, you know, in so many words, handing him his lunch, telling him, you know, you supported Jim Crow, yada, 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 and everything. And then when Joe Biden, surprise, surprise, won the Democratic nomination for President of the United States, he nominates, he chooses Kamala Harris to be his running mate. Now, when I first saw that, I was like, wait a minute, something here is going on here. Now, this woman just trampled you under her feet. And now you're going to pick her to be your running mate for, you know, for Vice President of the United States. And at that moment, I knew what, I pretty much know what's going on. I pretty much already know what's going on. You know, Joe Biden back in the day, he supported segregation. Excuse me. He supported segregation. You know, he talked about he didn't want our schools to be some kind of a racial jungle or whatever. He supported the likes of Robert KKK Byrd, people like that. But now, lo and behold, he's on some kind of butt-kissing tour for black folks. You know, he picked Kamala Harris. And I have a theory of why he's done that. Don't quote me on this or whatever, because I'm not sure. I don't have the proof. But I kind of sense why he picked Kamala Harris as his running mate, because he wants to kiss black butt. And he wants to be assured that he gets the black vote whenever he gets elected. You know, black people, every year, the Democrats know that they're going to get our vote every year, because we basically vote 91%, anywhere in the 90th percentile of our race, we vote Democrat, even though Democrats haven't done anything for us. And they already got a guaranteed vote right there. And he wants to assure that he continues to get that vote. And that's why, you know, he chose Kamala Harris, you know, because she's a woman and she got a little drop of blackness in her. Now, this woman is not totally black. Her mother was a red dot Indian, and her father was Jamaican. And from what I hear, her father was black, was half black and half white. So basically, she's not a black woman. But of course, you know, her skin is darker, and everyone's like, okay, yeah, let's welcome her into the fray. You know, she's one of us. She's a black woman. Yes, she's a proud, strong black woman. And Joe Biden knew what he was doing when he chose her. He knows that this woman tore him down and everything. He was like, you know, I don't care. I'm going to nominate her because I want to kiss black butt. And to those of you all who voted for Joe Biden, you all are not going to convince me that you all were convinced that you all were convinced that this guy would do a good job. It's not going to convince me. You all just wanted to get rid of Donald Trump. That's all that was about. You just wanted to get rid of Donald Trump. We can't have Donald Trump because Donald Trump's a racist and he's a misogynist and he got mean tweets and I don't like his, I don't like that golden retriever sitting on top of his head. You know, I just don't like him. So, and I do have questions about the election. I can't prove it, but a lot of these a lot of media outlets, they keep on saying that it's a lie that the election was stolen, that it's a lie. It's a lie. It's been proven to be a lie. No, it hasn't been proven to be a lie. Now, of course, no one can prove that the election was stolen, but we have our suspicions. How in the world, as popular as Barack Obama was, How in the world did Joe Biden get 15 million more votes than Barack Obama did? And how in the world did Donald Trump get 11 million more votes than he did the first time he got elected, which included a significant number of the black votes? I think they said he got 89% of the black vote. Not 89%. 11% of the black vote. They said Donald Trump got 11% of the black vote when usually the Republican will get a single-digit percentage of the black vote. Now, how in the world did Donald Trump get 11 million more votes than he did the first time and he not get reelected? That raises suspicion. And no, and yes, I do believe the election was stolen. Now, if you can prove that to me, then if you can prove to me otherwise, I'm still going to believe that. Because I look at these numbers and I'm like, wait a minute, you know, something here ain't right. You're not going to tell me that Joe Biden got 15 million more votes than Barack Obama. Now, I'm not a Barack Obama supporter, didn't vote for him, would never vote for him in a million years. But you're not going to convince me that Joe Biden, Joseph Budinski, got 15 million more votes than Barack Obama did. They say he won the election with the most votes in presidential history, in American history. And no one's going to convince me that people were actually confident that this man could do a good job. They just wanted to get rid of Donald Trump. That's all that was about. And yes, I do believe the election was stolen. You can call me conspiracy theorist, everything you want me to, but I'm looking at the evidence. I'm not some disgruntled voter who was mad because his candidate didn't win. Because keep in mind, first time Donald Trump was up for election, I didn't vote for him. The two times that that Barack Obama won the election, I was like, okay, he won. But I have my suspicions about this last presidential election. But anyway, I'm off track a little bit. So Joe Biden, he gets elected and whatever, and folk like, yay, okay, we got rid of the man with the bad tweets. Gets into office. He's had a very bad first year. People were talking about, Donald Trump and COVID, and Donald Trump, his inaction led to all these COVID deaths, but more people died of COVID during Joseph Budinski's first year than had died in Donald Trump's last year. Nobody says anything about that. And you got people going around saying Budinski is doing a very good job. He's doing a good job. Oh, he's doing okay, so where is he doing a good job at? Someone tell me, please. And like I said, I do not believe that the people who voted for Joseph Budinski really were confident that he would do a good job. They just wanted to get rid of Donald Trump. In other words, not too many people, even those who voted for him, you're not going to convince me that they did not believe that they believed that this man was qualified to be president. At times, he seems to lack cognition. He seems to be senile at times, doesn't seem to know how to form his words properly. A couple of times I seen him looking at a notepaper in his hand. But now, lo and behold, one of the chief justices on the Supreme Court, I forgot the person's name. I've never been up to speed about every single person on the Supreme Court and their name. I remember Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She died not too long ago. I remember Hugo Black, who's the good Thurgood Marshall, who was the first black man selected to the Supreme Court. You know, of course, the most famous person right now, and probably the one that has the most common sense on the Supreme Court, is Clarence Thomas. Yeah, the coon. Yeah, him. But he has the most common sense on the Supreme Court. Maybe Justice Alito does too, but Clarence Thomas, I think, is the royalty on the Supreme Court right now. But one of the Supreme Court justices is going to be retiring soon. And Mr. Medinsky, our president, yes, I still acknowledge him as the president, even though I have suspicions about how he won the presidency. He has vowed that he is going to nominate a black woman to be in the Supreme Court. Now, once again, he's kissing black tail again. And see, this is a problem I have with politics, especially on the left side, because they would rather vote for somebody based on their politics or their skin color instead of their qualifications. And the reason why Mr. President wants to nominate a black woman, because he knows, first of all, he knows at the end of this year, the Democrats are going to be in trouble because a lot of Democratic seats are up for grabs. And they might lose royally because of his actions. And so, you know, let me put a black woman on here. You know, I got a black woman vice president. That quote unquote worked. So let me get a black woman to be a Supreme Court justice. Bump her qualifications. I'm just getting her because she's a woman and she's black. And this will win me the admiration of black people across the country, which would help to win my fellow Democrats some votes come this November. And maybe even in 2024. Joe Biden might be senile, but he's not all the way. He hasn't fallen completely senile. He still got some operation up in that brain of his. And he knows what he's doing, just like he did the first time when he selected Kamala Harris to be his running mate. He knows what he's doing. And I just want to leave you all with that little bit of information right there. Now that I've gotten that out the way, like I said earlier, I don't believe that a lot of people had confidence that our present president could do the job. And matter of fact, there were, I don't know if you all ever heard of this, I think it's called The Morning Show. It's headed up by someone named Charlemagne the God, which I wouldn't call him God, and you ain't no God. But I remember when Joe Biden was running for president, he tells Charlemagne, he says, well, if you can't figure out whether to vote for me to be your president or not, then you ain't black. And Charlemagne didn't call him out on it. I would have called him out. I would have been like, look, I don't care if you agree with me or not. You know, you don't say that, okay? If you agree with me or you disagree with me, that doesn't mean that you're not black. But Charlemagne didn't call him out on it. And also, Charlemagne also said he wasn't voting for Joe Biden. He said, oh, I'm not voting for Joe Biden. I'm voting for Kamala Harris. Because, you know, Kamala Harris, she's black. Supposed to be black anyway. I'm voting for Kamala Harris because, let me tell you all something. A lot of people who voted for Joe Biden, they don't think he's going to last to the end of his first presidency. And if he does, they're not too confident that he's going to survive a reelection. But just in case he goes off the scene, oh, they can claim, oh, we got the first black woman president. And it's all about pride. It's not about qualifications, because Kamala Harris has done a sucky job as vice president. She hasn't done a job. Joe Biden said, oh, she's done a good job. What has she done? Jack squat diddly. Probably sitting at her desk somewhere. Got her high heels crossed, laying on her desk. And someone feeding her bonbons all day. She hasn't done a good job. And see, this is how Barack Obama got elected. Oh, he's black. Oh, let's vote for him. And people say, no, I didn't vote for him because he was black. Yes, you did. You know you did. You voted for the guy because he was black. And not only because he was black, because he was liberal black. Let's explain that too, you know, because if he was conservative and black, we wouldn't be singing his praises right now. Good example of that is the aforementioned Clarence Thomas. You know, no one's singing his praises. He's a black man, accomplished, qualified. He gets elected to the Supreme Court, and people are like, oh, he's a coon. Now, Barack Obama was the perfect storm for a lot of people. Oh, he's black and he's liberal, so I'm going to vote for him. But Charlemagne the God, I don't like calling him the God, because he's not God. He's not a God. But he gets up there a few days ago. He said, man, where Trump at? Where he at? Man, we ain't had, you know, basically what he was saying is, man, we going through so much stuff. This wasn't going on when Trump was here. And I'm sitting there like, no, dude. And I want to say this to the rest of you black people out there that voted for Joseph Brzezinski. No, don't come crying now, because folks had warned you for several months before the election that this man was up to no good. And now you're sitting here like, wow, I didn't see this coming. Whole bunch of people told you this was coming. The high gas prices, the inflation, the rise in crime, all of that stuff. And I'll go so far to say that, hey, if you listen to this program, I told you. And you all knew good and well. But now you're sitting here like, oh, I didn't know. Oh, I just didn't know that this was going to happen. By golly, how in the world did this happen? And folks have been telling you, and you want to call them conspiracy theorists. You want to say that they're biased and that they're racist and all that crazy mess. But now all of that stuff that we warned you about is ringing true. You want to call people like myself, who's a black man, you want to call me a coon and sellout and all that crazy mess. We warned you about this, but you didn't want to listen. So now you got someone in office. You can't just vote them out right now. You can't vote them out right now. He's there like a tick on a person sucking his blood. You can't just say, oh, okay, we don't want him anymore. When I heard Charlemagne say that, I said, don't come crying now. You voted for him because you got Kamala. We told you, you know, Trump get out of office, things are going to, all that Joseph Brzezinski has done was get rid of everything that Trump had enacted. That's all he's doing. That was his mission. And he didn't care who it hurt. That disastrous exit from Afghanistan last year. Trump had an exit strategy. But Joseph Brzezinski wanted to get up there and say, you know, nah, let's get him out. Yeah. People going to pat me on the back. We got the troops home. But you left our stuff over there. You left some of our citizens over there. Some of them still over there. And then when people made that fact plain and straight, folks want to sit there and talk about, oh, that was Donald Trump's fault. No, it wasn't Donald Trump's fault. It was Joseph Brzezinski's fault. But of course, y'all didn't want to blame Mr. Budinski. Because in some kind of way, you think that'll show your support for Trump. Everything that is going on today, that is going on in this country, high gas prices, the highest inflation rate since I was in elementary school, all this can be pointed at our current president, number 46. You can't blame Trump now. And they still want to blame Trump. They still want to, you know, certain people that were associated with Trump. Oh, yeah, this person's been convicted and this person's been convicted. Oh, yeah, they're going to call this person up for to testify and everything. All this trying to smear Trump. They, even though Trump is not in office, they still trying to smear the man. They want something to stick. They've been trying to throw things on the wall and see if it'll stick for the past 5 or 6 years, and nothing has stuck. But they still trying to find, we got to find some dirt on this guy. The only time they were successful was in the 2020 election. And yes, like I said before, I do believe it was stolen. But having said that, I still acknowledge Joe Biden as our president. I will still call him Mr. President. But I still do believe the election was stolen. When I say Joe Biden is our 46th president, I say that with an asterisk next to his name. But now people are having buyer's remorse. Nah, you done already bought the product. Statute of limitations is over. The expiration date has already passed. You can't return it and get your money back. And Charlemagne isn't the only one. Because we cared more about being woke. We cared more about being politically correct than we did about being factual and truthful. That's all we cared about. We voted our feelings and our skin color. Instead of voting and say, wait a minute, let's see if this person is qualified. Let's vet this person the right way. Let's drop our biases. Yeah, I don't like him, but let's see if he's qualified. But see, some of us, we are so overcome with hatred that we allow our feelings to get in the way. We let our feelings get in the way. And when every time you let your feelings get into the way and block your judgment, that's when that's disaster every time, every single time. Because you cared more about your feelings. I just don't like him. I call it hater syndrome. You hate a person so much that even if they're qualified to do something or if they do something good, it just goes over your head. You don't care if they do anything good. You don't care if this person will feed the hungry or whatever or anything like that. You just don't like them. And people hated Donald Trump so much, they were willing to sabotage the last presidential election to make sure he didn't have a second term. No, I can't prove it. No. I'll be honest with you. I can't prove it, but the evidence is there. And every time I read a periodical or some media outlet or whatever, they're saying, oh, yeah, that lie that the election was stolen. Oh, okay, so for 4 years, we listened to you all moan and complain about Russia, saying that Donald Trump only won because of the Russians. We listened to you all for 4 years. Y'all wanted to impeach the man before he even got inaugurated. Listened to you, but now you want a virtue signal and say, no, it's justified because Donald Trump was a racist. But we listened to you all for 4 years, pushed that lie. Now, see, the reason why we can call the Russian interference in the 2016 election a lie, because they looked, they searched for the evidence. There was no evidence at all that Donald Trump won the election because of Russia. But see, in this instance, the 2020 election, people just said, nah, I'm not going to investigate. There's no evidence there. La, 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 la. That's all y'all did. Y'all didn't investigate. Y'all are like, whoo, wow. Good. We got that man with that golden retriever on his head out of the office. No more mean tweets. Y'all didn't even look into it. And some of the people that Donald Trump helped to get into their positions, they didn't even back him up. Those three Supreme Court justices he appointed to the Supreme Court, they didn't back him up. they were like, yeah, thanks, Trump. Sure sucks being you, but thank you for the job. Mike Pence, I think, is the single figure that could have brought all of this to a head. I really do believe that. And I know a lot of people say, oh, Mike Pence was a Christian. Yeah. And see, the thing about me being a Christian, see, I know the word of God. And I know that you can't just come up and say, oh, I'm a Christian. Okay, I want to see some fruit from you. Because the Bible says, by their fruit, you will know them. I'm not just going to accept that you're a Christian because you say you're one, or a whole bunch of people say you are. I want to see some fruit. But Mike Pence, I believe he's a single figure that could have brought all of this to a head. But you know what? He said, nope, I don't see no evidence. That's why I call this a lie. Because nobody took the time to look into it and say, hey, wait a minute, okay, let's look into this. When you see the videos of the people in Atlanta telling election officials, the people who are watching the elections, telling them, oh, y'all can go home, the election's over now. And then when the people left, they pull all these ballots out from under the table in Atlanta. They brought this table in, and surprise, surprise, they got all these ballots under this table in Atlanta. And I think in Michigan, they say they found 120,000 uncounted votes, uncounted ballots, and every last one of them was a vote for Joe Biden, which is an impossibility. 120,000 ballots, and not one of them was a vote for Donald Trump. That's why I say I believe that this election was stolen. No, I can't prove it. No, I can't. But the evidence is there, and my suspicions are raised. And I saw the amount of hate. Excuse me. I saw the amount of hate that was directed at Donald Trump during his term, and I've never seen a president that has been so hated by people. And all of that raises my suspicions. And yes, I do believe the 2020 election was stolen. But having said all that, I still consider Joe Biden to be the president. And you can sit there and say, well, you just mad because you're mad that you voted for he didn't win the election. You can say that all you want to. There are several times I voted for folks and they didn't win. And I didn't sit there and say, oh, it was stolen. I voted against Bill Clinton in the 90s. He won. I was like, okay, he won. Barack Obama, okay, he won. But this one that raises my suspicions. And while I'm along the lines of, you know, while we're talking about voting and everything, you all, I don't know if it's just me, but have you all been hearing a lot about, you know, voter suppression lately? Voter suppression. You know, they trying to fight voter suppression. They're talking about voter suppression. Excuse me. I was listening to this lady the other day, and she was on Blog Talk Radio, and she was talking about, you know, nothing has changed. You know, we still got to fight to vote. You know, talking about black folks. We still got to fight to vote. and these white people, they don't want us voting. Can somebody show me, I mean specifically, don't come up with this garbage about, well, you just got to look around and see. No. Someone show me specifically, show me a specific area, somewhere, incident or something, where black people are being kept from voting, that they are being hindered from voting. And as racist as you all say that the southeast part of the United States is, I have never had a problem voting. Not one time. Most of the time, I'm in and out in less than 15 minutes. So can someone please specifically show me where black people are being prevented from voting? Show me somewhere. And be specific. And when I say be specific, give me details. Show me the receipts. And don't go back to the 50s and the 60s. I'm talking about the 2000s. We got to fight voter suppression. We got to fight voter suppression. Why? Y'all just want them to have an ID because you don't want them to vote. Every black person, I can guarantee you right now, 95% of black people got some form of ID. You need an ID to buy alcohol. You need an ID when you purchase your vehicle. You need an ID when you get a job. But all of a sudden, we shouldn't have voter ID because that's voter suppression. How is that suppressing the vote? And some knucklehead come telling me it's like a poll tax. It's not a poll tax. A lot of you all already got a doggone ID. And the politicians and the media, they stir this mess up. Yeah. It's keeping black people from voting. Yeah. Because you know what? They want a lot of people who are in this country illegally. They want to do, you know, they're trying to do good acts for them and everything, do all this good stuff for them and everything, get on their good graces and whatever, so that they'll get the vote. So these people will turn around and vote for them. That's all they care about. Oh, it's suppressing the black vote. It ain't suppressing no black vote. People were upset when they made null and void the Voter Rights Act a few years ago. They made it null and void. Oh, they don't want black people to vote anymore. Black people are not being disenfranchised from voting. We are not being disenfranchised from voting. Oh, we living in this white country and the white people, they don't want us to vote. It will show me where the white people are preventing black people from voting. Show it to me. Give me details. Because like I said, I've never had a problem voting. And I'm as black as they come. In and out. Boom. No problem. And see a whole bunch of you all out there, y'all sitting here listening to the media, letting the media lie to you. You're not even looking for the facts. You're letting someone feed you their facts, quote unquote. And you don't do any research or studying. You just take someone at their word. What are you talking about? Crush the system. Saying, why do you do the stereotypical black slave voice when you're communicating the opposing views? That's pretty racist. How is that racist? And how am I using a stereotypical black slave voice? I'm not defending Republicans. You just heard me criticize Mike Pence. If you've been here earlier, I ain't defending Republicans. I'm not talking politics. And just because you're a Republican doesn't mean you're a Christian. So don't say I'm defending Republicans because I'm a Christian. No. Just because you're a Republican don't make you a Christian. And if a Republican is doing their little dirt, I'm going to call them out too. Because let me tell you, I'm not Democrat or Republican. I'm an independent. When I first registered to vote, they said, Democrat, nope. Republican, nope. Independent, there we go. Check mark. I'm not Republican. You say black Democrats defend the Democrat Party no matter what occurs. Yeah, that's true. That's true. And you Republicans defend the Republican leaders no matter what. Nah, I don't know who you're talking about. Don't say you Republicans because I'm not Republican. Say it's a circus. None of you thinks logically. I think logically because I don't get caught up in the politics. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. I don't care who you are. I think politics, there's a reason why politics and poison begin with the same letter of the alphabet. So, you know, I don't know where you get that idea that I'm defending Republicans because I'm not. If a white conservative made the stereotypical black voices, it would be called racism. What? But you do it and think because you're black that belittling the linguistics of some blacks is in fine. No wonder so many blacks don't support black conservatives. I don't understand what you're saying by that. I don't know what in the world you're saying when you say that. I'm a Christian. I lean conservative, but I don't like to be under the conservative name. I'm a Christian first and foremost. I'm a Christian before I'm a conservative. Now, I do understand that I'm an American citizen, and I'm going to vote for the party that lines up with my beliefs. But I don't let politicians define what I'm going to believe. That's the problem. I don't care if you're conservative, liberal, Democrat, libertarian. I don't care who you are. When it comes to the truth, I'm going to tell you the truth. And yes, I do support the likes of people like Clarence Thomas. Yes, I do. Because Clarence Thomas seems to be the only person who got any lick of common sense on the Supreme Court. Okay, so, you know, it says, Chris, the system has left the conversation. Okay, well, you know. But you got to get to know a person before you start making accusations, before you start judging people. You need to get to know a person first because anybody would tell you, I've been doing this show for about 13 years now, going on 13 years. And anybody will tell you that I don't care if you're Republican and I don't care if you're Democrat. What I care about is the truth. What is this? It says, Dear Pianki, Pianki's on here, says, this is the quarterly notification to inform you that Amazon Smile has made a charitable donation to the charity you selected, the NRA Foundation Incorporated, in the amount of $14,793.92 as a result of qualifying purchases made by you. Okay. Okay. I hear you. But yeah, I don't defend anybody. Everybody's open game for me. Yeah, I don't support black charities. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't care who you are. You open game. I don't use my skin color to make excuses for my shortcomings, and I don't allow a political party to define who I am. Be you Democrat, Republican, whoever. I don't allow that. Now, if you see yourself as a Republican or a Democrat, that's fine. Okay, you know, you do you. But me, I don't allow a political party to tell me who I am and how I should think and what I should do or anything like that. So, when folk come up, And see, this happens from time to time. A lot of times people hear me talking and they think all of a sudden I'm a Republican. I never voted as a Republican. Never did. Now, does that mean I haven't voted for Republican politicians? Nah. I voted for a Republican. More than likely, more often than not, I voted Republican, but it doesn't mean I voted as a Republican. The reason why I voted Republican, because they seem to be the ones whose policies I agree with the most. See, I don't have a loyalty to a party. And like I said, that first time when Donald Trump was running for office and people were singing his praises and stuff like that, I wasn't convinced. And I said, you know, my wife, you know, she was like, yeah, Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump. I was like, I'm not convinced about Donald Trump. And I didn't vote for him the first time. But then he started making his promises and everything. I was like, whoa, wait a minute now. This guy ain't like your typical politician. And that's why I voted for him the second time. I'm not just going to vote for you because I'm loyal to your party. You got to show me something. That's why I don't vote. That's why I don't go all gaga when a black person is running for election. Back in 1984, I was in 10th grade, and Ronald Reagan was up for re-election. But that was the year also that Jesse Jackson threw his hat in the ring for the Democratic nomination. And they had a mock trial. They had a mock, not trial, but a mock election in our classroom. Of course, we weren't old enough to vote then. But they said, who would you vote? If you voted for someone right now to be president, who would you vote for? And I chose Mondale, which, you know, that was a bad choice. But I wasn't just going to vote for Jesse Jackson because he was black. And folk were like, man, you ain't vote for the black man. No, I ain't going to vote for him. What am I going to vote for the black man for? Well, he got to show me something. And see, back then, I didn't know squat diddly about politics. But now that I look back, you know, hindsight is 2020, Mondale would have been a very bad candidate. But back then, you know, we were caught up, you know, because our parents are Democrats and everything. Ronald Reagan is a bad president. He makes the rich richer and the poor poorer. And see, I ain't know nothing about no politics. I ain't know how economics ran or anything like that, even in the 10th grade. I didn't know how any of that stuff ran. But you become an adult, you move away from your family, you start to read and research certain media and everything, and you're like, okay, this is what this was about. That's why I can sit here and say that next to Donald Trump, Ronald Reagan was the best president we've ever had. But everybody's got their faults. Everybody's got their little shortcomings. Everybody does. And we don't have the right to blow out of proportion one man's shortcomings while we ignore the other ones, simply because we prefer this guy. But yeah, you say about me whatever you want to, you know. Like I tell people, I'm a free thinking black man. I am a free. I have left the plantation. And remember when Harriet Tubman said, you know, I freed so many slaves, I could have freed a whole lot more if they realized they were slaves? Yeah. That's my mentality right now, too, because I done left a plantation. I'm trying to tell people the evils of their plantation masters, the Democrats, the liberal Democrats. But they're like, no, I want to stay with Massa. Massa going to give us free food. Massa going to give us free medication. Massa going to give us free housing. Massa going to give going to pay for our education. Massa. Yeah, Massa does all that for you, and you're going to depend on Massa, and you can't even be self-sufficient. That's the problem. You're dependent on Massa all the time. And then you want to look at people like me and say, no, you haven't escaped the plantation. Usually when a person escapes a plantation, most of his fellow blacks are still on the plantation. But I feel like Harriet Tubman, like, you know, you got a lot of people who are in slavery right now in their minds, and they don't even know they're being used. That's the thing. They don't even know they're being used. These white liberals that say that they love black people so much, they ain't doing nothing but kissing your tail, putting a slob job on your backside. That's all they're doing. Because they want your vote. They care about your vote. Oh, we're going to give you free stuff. Oh, free health care. Oh, food stamps, welfare. All we have to do is find some rich slob and take his money and give it to you. And then when someone like me says, you know, that's not charity. Oh, I thought you were Christian. I thought you were Christian. The government is helping people out. How are you helping people out by taking someone's resources and giving it to someone else who didn't work as hard? How is that charity? How is that Christian? Jesus didn't say, hey, steal from the rich and give to the poor. I anoint you all to be Robin Hoods. Here's your arrows. Look for your sheriff of Nottingham. Hunt him down and take his money and give it to the poor people who don't work as hard. I'm going to tell you, the best way to be is to be self-sufficient. There have been times I have gleaned from government sources when times got hard. There were times when I lost my job and I gleaned from unemployment. But you know what? During those times, I was working unemployment, you know, getting the benefits of unemployment. I was looking for a job because I don't want to be dependent on the government. Yeah, it helped me get a leg up and everything, but I want to be self-sufficient. I want the government because the more control the government gives you, the more resources the government gives you, that increases their control over you. And you're sitting there depending on the government, and the government's like, okay, what about all that stuff I did for you? If you want me to scratch your back, you need to scratch mine. I've never been on welfare. Well, unemployment, I don't know if that's welfare or whatever, but, you know, I've never been on welfare. I never had to use food stamps. And there have been times I've gone through some rough times, but I've never used food stamps because I don't want to be dependent on the government. I don't want to be dependent on the government. Then the government says, hey, okay, you called on me for this, and I help you out with that and everything. It's time for you to do something for me. I don't believe in big government. I don't know why anybody would believe in big government, a government that could take away your hard-earned money. They could take it away from you at any time. And I don't understand why people will support a government that would do that for you, do that to you. Your hard-earned money, and they tell you, oh, you're making too much money. And they want to tell you that you stepped on the backs of poor people to get that money. I was talking to this guy. He's supposedly a pastor, and he was talking about how the government treats black people and everything. And then he goes on to say, "Well, the reason why I'm prosperous is because I know how to move in the system." I said, "Well, white people do the same thing. They know how to move in the system." Here's the thing to me too. If you know how to move in the system, if there's some secret path you can take through the system in order for you to get prosperous and everything, why don't you share that with your fellow black people? No, you're doing the same thing the white folks are doing. And keep in mind, just because this person is white and prosperous does not mean that he was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. I don't know where people get this mess from. And black people, it's time for you to get off the plantation. Leave Master alone. Oh, but if I leave plantation, Master will beat me. Let him beat you. I've been beat for about 30 years. See, a lot of black people that I know, a lot of black people that I know of that are conservative, they've only become conservative recently. My mode of thinking, this mode of thinking that I have today, I've had it since the late 80s. And I find it refreshing when a person who has been a liberal Democrat for most of their lives, and then they realize what the game is, and they turn around, they become the biggest proponents of conservatism than anyone else, because they were inside, they seen how things operate on the inside. What's that girl on PragerU, Amala Ekpanobi? She's half black, half white. She used to be a liberal. I think she's like 23 years old. She got a program on PragerU. And when you hear her talk, she sounds so intelligent because she knew what the game was. Same thing with Candace Owens. You think these people were conservative from cradle to now? No, they weren't. Shoot, Candace Owens voted for Barack Obama 2 times. She's only recently gotten into the game, and you would think she was raised as a child to be a conservative. And I'm sitting here like, well, dog, this is the way I've been thinking for about 30-something years. Here come these people. They just take off. They shine. I'm like, yeah, go right ahead. But anyway, coming up on the end of the hour, let me go ahead and do my advertisements. And when I come on the other side, I guess I'm going to do some fruit bat hunting. But anyway, yeah, I'll get the phones on the other side. But anyway, you are listening to Black by Color only on CNM Radio.
Conservative Nation Media is growing, and what better way to grow than to bring our own Uncle Bing Fisher back with his great show, American by Design. Uncle Bing Fisher brings his engineer's insight and his love of America back to CNM with American by Design, Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time on ConservativeNationMedia.com. So stay with Conservative Nation Media, working to get ourselves back to 7 days a week, where now we have the weekends filled, ending with one of the oldest shows on CNM, with Bing's mellow voice giving you the wisdom that America is craving today. That's American by Design on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. CNM is trying to find new shows for the weekdays that are open. We have 3 shows now on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. The open days are Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. If you have a show that you are looking to air on a network, CNM is looking for you. Give us a call at 505-317-8741 or email us at conservativenationmedia, all one word, 2017@gmail.com. Send us a short MP3 giving us a sample of what you would sound like, day that you want to be on, the time that you want to air your show, and we will do the rest. CNM is a talk radio network with a conservative bent, and we love America, her constitution, her laws, and we support our boys in blue and our military too. Come join us and get yourself on the air.
Well, welcome back to the show. Once again, if you'd like to be a guest to call in, the call-in number is 646-478-5284. That's 646-478-5284. And before we left, I was basically, I guess it sounds like I'm pleading, and I probably am pleading with my fellow black folks, please leave the plantation. Massa doesn't care about you, okay? The massa you vote for every time it's time for an election or whatever, you know, they really don't care about you. Just like a friend of mine tells me, he says they only want your vote and your money. That's all they care about, because they want to be in power and they want to bring their brand to you. They want to rule the power according to their mentality. And that's all they care about. And that's why they like to kiss your butt. And black people, you all need to stop allowing these people to use you like they do. You're being used and you don't even know it. And see, that's why I don't cater to politics. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't vote or anything like that. I'm not saying that. But you need to properly vet the people that you're voting for. Don't just sit there and see them on TV and they make some great swelling words and making these empty promises to you and you, yeah, I'm gonna vote for him. Yeah, he said he's gonna give me free stuff. He's gonna help me out and everything. You need to vet these folks. And see, that's the problem with people in the black community. We tend to chase after the person that sounds the best instead of vetting that person. Because let me tell you all something. Talk is cheaper than dirt. Okay? Let me tell you something. It's cheaper than dirt. Anyone can talk up a good game. Anyone can talk themselves into your favor. But it's proper vetting, proper research, proper study that's going to get you the advantage when it comes time to vote or vetting these people. You can't just sit here and just let them talk a good program to you and you just, oh, yeah. Because you're mentally and intellectually lazy. And see, you know, earlier in the program, we had this guy called Crush the System, you know, talking about, you know, you talk like that because you're a Christian, you feel like you got to defend Republicans. Nah. And see, that's a misconception that Republicans are Christian. They're not. They're not. They might lean towards more Christian principles than the liberals do, but don't get this thing twisted. I'm not sitting here saying, oh, he's a Republican, so that means he's a Christian. Because let me tell you all something. Donald Trump is not a Christian. And I know you got a lot of evangelists out here. They want to sing his praises and, you know, God has anointed him. And Donald Trump is not a Christian. Let me state that for the record. Donald Trump is not a Christian. The only reason why I voted for Donald Trump was because of his policies. I am not a Donald Trump fan. I'm not all gaga about, ooh, Donald Trump, look, there's Donald Trump. Donald Trump is not a Christian. And black folks, you need to stop being hoodwinked. You need to get a brain. You need to learn how to think for yourselves. You got common sense. You need to plug that common sense in. That's inside of you, get it activated so you can make a better decision when you go to the voting booth. Because you all always voting Democrat. Y'all been voting Democrat for about 50, 60 years now. Where has it gotten you? You all believe that lie by Lyndon Baines Johnson. I heard someone else the other day singing his praises. When he supported the Voting Rights Act back in the 60s, he followed it up by saying, yeah, I have them N-words voting Democrat for the next 200 years. Does that sound like somebody who's got your best interests at heart? Does that sound like somebody who wants to be sure that hit the party that he's a part of remains strong for the next 200 years. He even called you uppity black people. We got to give them something. They uppity. Look it up on Google, what he thought about you. A lot of you all out there, y'all sing his praises. He's your superhero. He's your Superman. The man didn't even care about you. You all don't even realize back in the 50s, he tried to block a lot of these a lot of civil rights bills back in the 1950s. And just like they say, those who don't know their history are doomed to repeat it. Of course they're not gonna tell you that in the history books. You gotta make some time to yourself. Look, I know there are a lot of you all out there who can't read. A lot of you all don't like to read books or whatever. Look, I'm not saying you gotta be a bookworm like I am. But you need to supplement what you already know with some personal study. Because you sit here and you just think anything that someone tells you puts up in your brain because you're too lazy to go out there and research for yourself. And you keep voting for these people who don't have your best interests at heart. You think they're going to do something for you. But if you would use your hindsight and look back to the 60s until now, you will come to the realization that these people I keep voting for them, but nothing gets better. That's what the so-called Charlemagne the God was saying. Where's Donald Trump? Oh, no, dude. Don't come up here. Don't come up here trying to call for Donald Trump. You voted for Joseph Budinski because you got Kamala Harris as a gift. And now where's Donald Trump? Because you bought into that lie that Donald Trump was a racist and that Joe Biden was going to lead us into the promised land. Every Democrat since the 60s has told us that. Well, really beyond the 60s, be honest with you. That they were going to lead us to the promised land, to a land flowing with milk and honey. And you still living in the projects. You still got food stamps. You still living paycheck to paycheck. Donald Trump gave us a chance. Lowest black unemployment ever. But y'all wanted to give that, you want to give that credit to Barack Obama. Barack Obama had nothing to do with it. Because you didn't want to give Donald Trump the benefit of the doubt. Boy, I tell you, I get a little passionate about some of this stuff. And I want to plead with my fellow black people. You all stop letting these people use you. That's all they are doing is using you. Playing you for a fool. Getting your vote. Getting your money. Telling you, oh, things will get better. I'm just going to have to raise taxes a little bit more. And you sit there thinking that they're just going to raise the taxes on the rich. They're going to ask you for your taxes too. And let me just be a little bit more blunt. Black folks, listen to me. Listen to me well. Stop being stupid. Let me say that again for the people in the back. Stop being stupid. They're playing you for a fool. The Democrats are using your stupidity to gain their power. That's how they keep their power. Stop being stupid. They're only using you to get votes. And then when they get into the White House, the Oval Office or whatever, they poke you in the rear. Thank you. And those of you all who call yourselves Christians and y'all keep voting for these Democrats, you need to repent. Because ain't no way you can be a Christian and vote for a Democrat. Ain't no way. No way. I know a lot of people say, well, it doesn't matter, you know, whether you vote Democrat or Republican, we should all come together as well. No, 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 you ain't no Christian, you vote for a Democrat. You're not a Christian if you vote for somebody who supports homosexual marriage. You're not a Christian if you support somebody who supports killing a baby before it gets a chance to be born. And a lot of you all, y'all just look the other way on that, but, oh, he's going to give me money. He's going to help me with this. He's going to help me with education. Now, don't call yourself a Christian. You voting for, you cannot be a Christian and vote Democrat. I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't care if it hurts anybody. I don't care if it offends you or whatever. You cannot be a Christian and vote Democrat. I was watching, I came across this website the other day called Merely Christian. And he said, these people that call themselves Christian and they voted for Donald Trump, they really need to question their Christianity. I'm like, well, what about people like Barack Obama, who said when he became president, Planned Parenthood was going to have a friend in the White House. Planned Parenthood, the largest provider of abortions, of baby murder in this country, whose founder hated black people, who said black people are weeds and are not fit to live. She said she wanted to rid the world of N-words, Jews, and half-breeds. She hated black people. The founder of Planned Parenthood. And your typical Democrat politician supports Planned Parenthood. And you know, every time you vote Democrat, you're voting against your own interests. You voting for someone who supports an organization that was created for the elimination of black people, you're voting against your own interests. And you don't even realize it. Black women are more likely to kill their children through abortion than anyone else. I think the number is up to 35% now. 35%. Largest group of people who will abort their baby. Up in New York City, more babies are being aborted than are being born. But no, we want to vote for the candidate that supports the genocide of the black race. And you want to call yourself a Christian. Man, don't play with me. Anyway, it's about that time, folks. My fruit bat warning system. If you're coming on this show and you're a fruit bat, and basically what a fruit bat is, a person comes on and wants to disrupt the show. They add nothing to the conversation, and they like to indulge in excessive profanity and ad hominem attacks and straw man arguments, character assassinations. If you're a person you want to engage in that type of activity, I'm going to tell you right now, you might as well go ahead and hang it on up, because if you don't, I'm going to hang up for you. But having said all that, you got the warning. Let me go to the phones. Oh, this person got their hand up for a while. Let me get this one. Hello, welcome to the show. I think there's a Bianchi.
Yeah, it's me. I'm trying to stop my feet from jumping up and down when I hear that noise. Fruit bat call. Hang on for a second. Y'all stop that. Okay, they stopped.
Okay.
Well, Vincent, you know, you lay some good points out there. And these people that was down in Donald Trump, it seemed like they have all kinds of problems. I was reading where Wendy Williams must be possessed. She stripped down naked in front of a manager and started masturbating. I don't know.
Wendy Williams?
Yeah.
Ew.
What's wrong with her? It must be a curse or something.
Oh, gosh.
Then all this stuff about saying that blacks can't vote. Hell, they come out with a report that 1 in 8 can't vote. That's 13% right there.
Yeah.
Because of felony convictions.
Exactly.
And you're absolutely right. That voter's right bill don't mean jack. It's nothing more than a farce.
Yep.
They already had the right to vote in the 1519th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. And
yep,
the 65 Act was about registration. It had nothing to do about voting. I don't know why they called it. Well, I know why they called it, because it strikes up emotion.
Yeah, yeah.
It strikes up emotion. And that's all.
While we're along that line, I really don't believe we should call it our right to vote. We have a privilege to vote because we are American citizens. You know, a lot of times they push it, oh, we got to have a
right.
It's a privilege to be able to vote.
You are right. Voting is a privilege. It's not a right. That's what Barbara Jordan, the Democrat, black woman from Texas, is exactly what she said.
Yep.
Illegals have no right to be coming here voting.
That's right.
But, oh, no. That's not the thing to do. Then I see where, what's his name, Jim Clyburn? Looks
like
the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't stand
He's
up.
Back at it.
He didn't stand up for blacks there in South Carolina. The Gullah Geechee are losing more of their land to the Catawba Indians. And he ain't said much of anything, so I understand. Not only that land they lost land in Georgia, Harris Neck, that they allowed the government to use as an airstrip back during World War II. Still haven't been returned, even during the time of Obama.
Yep.
Just one thing after the other. And I'm like you. I'll vote for the issues. And just so happen, most of the issues that's of my interest is issues that's put forth by Republicans. Very few Democrats.
You know. Yeah.
These people want to tax the hell out of you, have open borders, allow foreign goods to be coming in and competing unfairly with local produced items. The Democrats against school choice. See, it's a reason why the Democrats don't want students, especially black families, to run away from the government schools. Because that's how they condition the minds to be perfectly blank when it comes down to civic duties. And also, they make a stable income source for teachers who support it of the teachers' union. It's the teachers' union that heavily give to the Democratic candidates.
Yep.
Especially the American Federation of Teachers, whose leader going way back when was Morris Thinker, a gangster lawyer for Jimmy Hoffman.
Wow.
And also a thief, because I think it was like 2,400 teachers unions that were sending in their monthly dues from around the country, and he was depositing them in his account. So it never continues. Now I see
where
you got these African countries are being taken over by military coups, like the latest one here in Burkina Faso. And the coup leaders are claiming that the former president wasn't doing anything to stop Islamist insurgency. I wonder where these insurgents are getting their weapons from. You don't think, oh, wait a minute, you don't think they part of the weapons that was given away in Afghanistan, do you?
You and I are walking down the same road here.
Yeah.
And I was telling my wife the other day, I told her the other day, I said, watch, a lot of that military equipment we left in Afghanistan, them rascals are going to sell it to the highest bidder. I told her it'll probably be China. You know, they're going to sell it to the highest bidder. They're going to get some cash off of that mess.
Well, they just had a coup in Mali and Guinea. It just so happened China was proposing on building a naval base on Guinea. So they would have a presence on the Pacific off the west coast of Africa.
Yep.
So anytime it comes up with weapons, because the weapons that they left in Afghanistan, they could have just walked them on over and gave them to the Ukraine. But oh, no.
Nope.
You got to buy new ones. And I wonder who's getting some kickback off of that, because I know that John McCain, when he was living, he was talking about, let's give weapons to the moderate Syrian rebels. Moderate Syrian rebels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And see, the Libyan weapons catch also worked its way down to the Tuareg there in Mali, clean on across, probably to Boko Haram in northern Nigeria. Man, isn't it easy to keep track of this, to follow this scent where it ends up and going right back to where it started? I'm going to have to start calling myself Hound Dog.
I'll call you Bassett Brown or something.
Yeah, Bassett Brown.
Yeah, but and see, this is why I tell people we need to be we need to be on point about what is going on in this country. And see, because a lot of us we don't go by the conventional media lies or anything like that. We really see what's going on in this country. And when you do that, you can put two and two together. Say, wait a minute. Okay. You know, and that's why I tell people, you know, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, study to show thyself approved unto God. You know, and I really do believe, and if I'm wrong, you know, someone please correct me, but I really do believe it's not just talking about the Bible, but it's talking about science, talking about history, it's talking about, you know, everything that is going on around us, because the Bible says, if a man be ignorant, let him be ignorant, you know. But if you don't study, you know, to understand what the world that you're living in, see, it's going to be easy for these liberal Democrats to put your kids into school and teach them whatever they teach them whatever they want them to learn instead of teaching them what they should be learning.
Yeah, with black kids, it's always what they need to know their history. But you know, they always talk about that woman they want to put on a $20 bill. What's her name?
Oh, yeah. Harriet Tubman.
Oh, yes. Harriet Tubman. Harriet Tubman's second husband was Nelson Davis, who was at least 20 years plus her junior. Now, she was a very, very astute business person.
She was.
After she departed Maryland, she purchased land in Auburn, New York, and farmed and produced masonry, like bricks. She ran a multi-purpose building, a boarding house. Of course, it burned down. and were replaced with one built of modern material. She produced vegetables, dairy products, raised livestock, and grew even a fruit orchard. She had a middle-class income business, if not higher, operation. Then she received a military pension because, you know, she worked as a scout for the Union forces.
Yep, certainly did.
And also her husband, Nelson, was retired from the Union forces. So she received whatever pension money from her service and his to live on. The woman was not poor.
No, she wasn't.
Damn near could say she was a wealthy person.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike what she's made out to be, as people tell the story about her leading people to Canada by way of the North Star. I wonder if she could be called a coyote, right?
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
She can be called a coyote because that's what you call the ones in Mexico that leaves people coming out of Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras to the U.S. border. They call coyotes.
Yep.
Doing the same thing.
And a lot of the people a lot of black people in Canada, they could be able to trace their ancestry back to the Underground Railroad, because that's where the Underground Railroad led a lot of them to, was into Canada, you know, because even some of the northern states in the United States, even some of them practiced slavery. You know, that's another misconception, that because they were northern state, they didn't support slavery. They maybe not supported it to the extent that the South did. But the only way a lot of these slaves could find freedom was to end up in Canada. You know, and a lot of black people who live in Canada, they can trace their ancestry back to the Underground Railroad.
A lot of them were loyalists to the British. And the British promised them, if you fight with us, which they would have been, well, they couldn't have been treason.
Yeah,
they weren't U.S. citizens. But if you fight with us, we'll take you to Nova Scotia. Actually, it was supposed to be taking them back to Africa, but they dropped them off at Nova Scotia. But Harry Tubman can have another designation. When you take cattle the way she was taking slaves, they call her a cattle. They would be called a cattle rustler.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could
exactly.
She be called a slave rustler? Or she was stealing property.
I mean, really. Yep.
And you can't say it ain't property, because it is. Because when Lincoln issued his Emancipation Proclamation, he didn't free slaves. He freed contraband.
Yep.
You know what contraband is, don't you?
That's
contraband.
I know what it is.
Slaves
that
escaped, and they went and took refuge with the Union lines, the Union Army. So Lincoln issued his Emancipation Proclamation to free them.
Yeah.
Not anybody else, because really he couldn't. Because they were property.
Yep.
And you could not devoid a person of their property without due process, right?
Exactly, exactly.
But it's got to be right, because that's what they've done to the Japanese. When blacks say, well, the Japanese got reparations. No.
Uh-uh.
They were devoid of their property.
Yep.
And they were afforded due process to file claims, because they were made to abandon their property.
Yep.
Property, the same property, sort of, like in the L.A. riots when blacks burnt up Koreans' businesses.
Yeah.
Thus by owing them reparations, because you
devoided
them of their property. See how easy it is to put all this stuff together.
I mean, that's why I tell people, you need to study. You need to study. You'll know this stuff, but if you don't, I think you need to study a little bit of, no one's going to be an expert on one subject, but you need to study a little bit of every subject, and so that you can put all this all this stuff together. But if you just say, oh, I'm just an expert in this, but you're not an expert in something else or have some knowledge of something else. See, a lot of this is not, the pieces are not going to fit together. You know, you're going to be like, huh, what are you talking about? I don't see, how come this? Because you didn't take the time to study and learn the world that you live in. You know, you didn't take time to learn economics, which I can tell you right now, I'm pretty much a dunce when it comes to economics. I know a little bit, but I'm pretty much a dunce. But you got to study economics, history, biology, the whole gamut. You know, and a lot of people, you know, to them it's daunting because it's like, oh, gosh, you know, I got to learn all this stuff, you know, and they become lazy minded. And they just say, you know, well, let me just sit here and drink Coca-Colas and eat popcorn and, you know, just let life pass me by. And I'll just let this reporter, I'll let that guy in the bow tie, I'll let him talk to me and tell me what's going on in the world. And I won't have to do anything of my own. And see, that's why a lot of us are so lazy mentally, because we don't take the time to pick up a book and learn some. And like I said, I'm not trying to ask you to be a bookworm. I'm not trying to say that. But, you know, that's why I say that you know, reading is a basic skill that we all need to learn, because if we don't learn that, someone can tell us anything and we'll just go ahead and believe it.
Yeah, and getting back to Lincoln. Lincoln, as we said, he had no business messing with other people's property. It would be like Biden telling employers, let your employees go.
Yeah.
Today. Well, they work for them.
Yeah, exactly.
And another thing, too, Lincoln didn't have no jurisdiction over those other countries. That being the Indians.
Exactly.
Indian has slaves. You know how you went about buying a slave? It's just like going to a used car lot.
Yep.
You had merchants here that would send agents over to West Africa, and they would set up shop on the shores. They didn't go inland. Didn't have to, because the dealers would bring the product to them on the shore, and they would hold the products in barracoons. Barracoon is like a used car lot. Take a piece of land, mark it off for a car space, and put some chain around it, keep people out, and keep the cars in or the people in. And when they had a load, then the ships would come. And they would get the Africans to roll them out to the ship, because the ships can't come to shore. They were dragged by them. Ships couldn't go up river neither. It was ships that sail on the seas can't go up river. Africans didn't have no damn ships. Only thing they had was dugout canoes.
That's right.
A raft. See, folks don't want to use common sense, man. They just don't want to use. They just want to go by the emotion. So the Africans would bring them down to the and get their money for them. Anytime that you done some wrong, you either paid for it, you was killed, or you was sold off. And we talking about a whole bunch of wrongdoing, because they had been selling black slaves off, black captives off, for about 1,500 years before Christ.
Yep.
There in West Africa. Nigerians selling the Senegalese, the Ghanaians. Portuguese come down looking for items, in particular gold. They weren't looking for no slaves. What are you going to use slaves for up in Europe? They don't have no growing seasons up there for no slaves. What else are they going to use them for? Nothing.
Exactly.
So what they did, they came down and they done trade for food stuff that they couldn't grow. Then, when merchants over here seen a need for slaves, they contacted these people with these ships and hired them. Guess what? Ghanaians hired Portuguese ships too.
Yep.
Because what they was doing is trading between Nigerians as far as Senegal, but they only had dugout canoes. You could only put so much stuff in there, a couple popcorn bags. But when they looked up and seen these great big old ships, guess what? The light bulb came on in their head.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yep.
We can lease these ships to haul more goods, thus by making more money, and goods included maize, yams, some cattle, goats, and some people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So these folks be lying. And then the Indians in 1866, starting about February up to about July, I think with the Cherokee, they finally agreed with the U.S. government that you want us to give up our property, just like if we had teepees, if we had tomahawks, or anything else we had, buffalo, we'll sell them to you. You can buy them, which they did. The U.S. government paid them to release their property in the form of humans. And I think it was in 1952, I think it was $300,000 in some essence. But it was 1952 when the last payment, I believe, was made either to the Chickasaw or the Choctaw.
Mm, okay.
Oh, but we can't stop there. We can't stop there now. Because when Secretary of War Stanton and General Sherman, and General Sherman wasn't no friend of Indians, but when they came up with this deal after the Southern plantation owners left their property, they come back talking to these 20 black preachers asking, what is it that you want? And they say, we want land. That's where the whole idea came up with this 40 acres. The mules was belonged to the Union forces because they used mules for pack horses. I mean, not pack horses, but pack mules.
Pack animals, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't have no place to do with these mules, so they said, let's give them to these Negroes and give them this land. But see, really, President Jackson said, wait a minute. This land belonged to Indians because whites supposedly took it from the Indians under some arrangement. So how are you going to give Negroes Indian land? So that's why that didn't go through.
Think about it. Yep.
Because them southern states belong to who? Indians.
And Andrew Jackson wasn't a friend of the Indians either. He wasn't a friend of the Indians either.
No.
Yeah.
Sherman, when they were taking the Transcontinental Railroad out west, it kept coming under attack with Indians.
Yep.
So what they done is called Sherman out twice. First time he came out, he said, I don't see no problem. Then the second time he came out, he seen the problem because they were scalping people alive. So he said the best thing to do is kill them all. That was his solution. What's his name? Was it Bill Cody? I forget. He was came out there for the railroad to provide meat in the form of buffalo.
Oh, yeah, Buffalo Bill Cody, yeah.
Yeah. So people got to see, and critical, that's critical race theory right there.
Exactly.
What actually happened? And just like you had Indian tribes that aligned themselves with whites from day one. But no, the story is told that whites came and stole the land and gave Indians diseases. Well, Indian gave whites diseases too. It's called dysentery.
Yep. Montezuma's revenge. is that the same as bone break fever? Dysentery?
I don't know. You never had it.
But they say it's a disease And it was popular among the Indians and into Mexico and everything. I'm not sure if it was dysentery, but they called it bone break disease because they said when you got it, the pain was so intense, it felt like you broke a bone.
Yeah, so the Indians fought with an ally with the settlers to get weapons to fight the other enemies. When the Indians came across the Bering Strait, they wasn't Indians, they were Asians. Where you came from. It was Asians.
Yep. They were Asians.
It didn't have no transportation, no horses until it met the Spanish. But they fought the indigenous people who were here already. And that was like the Taino, the Aztecs, and another group. I can't think of the name. But before then, the indigenous people, that being the Aztecs, they were some ruthless killers, man.
Oh, God. Who are you telling?
Ooh, they fought. They fought their neighbors with vengeance. At one pyramid down there in Mexico, Flat Top, they say that they killed 84,000 of the natives, other natives they were fighting. This is what they say, according to their records. They laid them down, cut their hearts out, beating in their hands.
Yep.
And threw the bodies off the side.
And they might eat you, too.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, like in Guinea. But that's critical race theory. Nobody talks about that. Mm-hmm. And it's a whole lot more, but we ain't got time to talk about it all.
Yeah. I mean, we could probably talk about that all day.
Yeah, I already don't earn enough coon calling for another month, so.
Yeah, get your coon car ready. Make sure you fill it up at the nearest Target.
Wonder why come people just don't think, man.
I think it's because just like physical labor, it's too much work for them. And they don't want to do the work. They don't want to do, just like they don't want to do the work physically, they don't want to do it mentally. And so they want to depend on somebody else to do the thinking for them. And they don't realize that the person that you subject your thinking to, that they're going to use you. And they can tell you anything. And that's how they can control you because you're mentally lazy. You're mentally and intellectually lazy. Nobody's saying you got to be a major intellect or a genius or something like that, but just some things are just common sense. And some people, we all have common sense, but we all don't use it.
Yeah, why come they don't? You know, just like Harriet Tubman, she was a slave. Her husband was born free. I can't think of his name. He got killed.
Yeah, I can't think of it.
Fighting his master. Well, I ain't going to say the master because he's a free man. The one she married last was free, too, a free person. But Harriet Tubman left Maryland because she heard that she was going to be sold off. I think she had two daughters, but I'm not sure. Or at least one I know. But here's the thing. She goes to Albany, New York, and buys land. Where did she get the money from?
Mm-hmm.
Where did she get the money from to start all those businesses? To buy that boarding house that first was made of wood, it burned down, then she built another. Where did she get the money from?
Exactly.
I thought slaves didn't get paid. I'm just asking. I'm just confused, man.
Yeah,
I can't come up with no logic. Oh, wait a minute. Black Wall Street.
Oh, God.
And the Trail of the Tears.
Mm-hmm.
The five civilized tribes. It was the tribes that was negotiating with the government. Government labeled them five civilized because the government recognized them. They gave them their name, Indians. Of course, they were of a nation, like Creek, Seminole, Chickasaw, Choctaw, Cherokee. The Seminole and the Catawba, this very group that Clyburn is given into for the seashell islands that the Gullah Geechee was from Sierra Leone. There's a movie out called The Language We Cry In. And
okay.
That's how
I need to check that out.
This is how this anthropologist traced the language that was being sung in a recording. And she ran into somebody and said, "Oh yeah, I know what the language is." And he said, this is such a group from Senegal. And I mean, it's Sierra Leone. So the Katiba were slave catchers. Made a lot of money from it. Guess who else was slave catchers? Seminole. Made a lot of money from it. Became very, very astute, wealthy. And they left Florida. Well, they were fighting the government in Florida. And they were, you had black Seminoles. See, but they weren't native Negroes. Because they was a product of a black man probably having sex with a Creek female. And the baby is Creek. Now, if it was the other way around, it wouldn't be a Creek. The heritage come through the mother.
Yeah.
Now, all tribes wouldn't like that. Some tribes have what they call quantum blood. Got to have over 50% blood to be considered. That's why come to Mendes come in all these different colors. You got, quote, what they say is red. You got blacks, and you got white Indians in these tribes.
Yeah, we got Lumbee Indians here in North Carolina. They look white.
Yeah. So they call them, they say the Trail of the Tears, but because they walk from Florida all the way through Texas Panhandle up into Oklahoma territory. Oklahoma territory. It wasn't no state. The Oklahoma Indian territory. But all of them didn't walk. The Creek, Muscovy Creek, they were wealthy. They put their blacks on steamships and sailed up to the Panhandle, to Oklahoma. A lot of others walked, but they didn't walk. They got off and they done their thing. That territory was Indian territory. Remember now, blacks just coming out of slavery.
Yep.
And the job they had in places like in Chicago where they was doing manual labor. And they learned how they worked on the building of those building structures that was in Chicago.
Yeah.
So their labor was useful there in Oklahoma, in the area you call Greenwood, now called Tulsa. People call it Black Wall Street.
Black Wall Street.
Now, I ain't saying all of it, but the majority of that was Creek Indian. That wasn't no. Where did they get the money from?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, really, really. And the thing about it too, when they keep bringing up Black Wall Street, they keep saying that, you know, a bunch of white people said, "Ooh, black people, they got businesses. Let's take their." Nah, that's not what happened. You know, see. The details.
Where
is
did
in the
they get
footing.
The money from the bill?
Exactly.
All that. I know for sure that Bass Reed was a Creek Indian. You know who is a claim to be the Long Ranger? The story of the Long Ranger, because he was a U.S. deputy marshal.
Okay, now this is just blowing my mind. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was a U.S. deputy marshal. He went after people. And he had an Indian sidekick, just like the Lone Ranger had Tonto.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. So,
I don't mean to cut you off right now, but let me get this other caller on here. Man, I can sit here and listen to this for all day. Oh, my goodness. This is good. Let me get this other caller on here. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, I'm enjoying the show, and I was wondering if you was going to get me on.
Yeah, I got caught up, boy. Bianchi laying down some facts here, boy.
Yeah, you're right, but, you know, Bianchi need to let me get on, so if I can want to put my 5 cents in, make that 10 cents, because we got inflation going on here, let me get on here for a few minutes.
Throw your money down.
No, now you said money. Well, let me put it like this. They don't care nothing about you but your vote and your money. Okay, so I enjoyed the show. I used to, one of my favorite subjects in school used to be history, and I can learn some things. Y'all can learn. I can learn from you guys. You can learn from me, you know. And but don't talk bad. And I will say this though, that we need to know about our heritage, because there's also scriptures say my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And you know, you're right. There's a saying out there that a jack of all trades and master none. Well, you know, yeah, you need to know a little bit of this and a little bit of that. You might not be an expert in nothing, but you know a little bit of everything. So I totally agree with that. And you know, nothing surprises me about. I saw her about Wendy Williams. I just saw Wendy Williams on there on my phone, but I didn't really get into it. But don't nothing surprise me these days. I mean, it might be the first time I've heard of it, but nothing surprises me these days. You know, we live in a wild and crazy world.
That just totally blew my mind when I heard that. I was like, oh gosh. Oh,
you had a football player for the Bengals. You had football players with the Bengals was locked up, stripped naked on the street. I don't know if you lost.
Yeah,
I saw
a Bengal player got arrested, but I didn't know what for. You know, and here it is. They're supposed to be playing tomorrow for the AFC Championship in football, and you doing something crazy like that? You could cost them the game. I mean, they might lose anyway, but you could have caught. They could have cost them the game.
Mm.
You know, that's why when they set down Butner back when we played the Eagles in the Super Bowl, what was it, 52? We lost that game, I believe, because they set down Malcolm Butner. Now, if you got to discipline him, okay, maybe set him out the first quarter, maybe the second quarter, but let the guy play the second game, I mean the second half anyway, because how many times you going to get to play in the Super Bowl, win or lose. Ain't but two teams going to be there.
Well, I don't know what to say. You know, by the way, that was a Supreme Court case called Martin versus McCary that ruled that an Indian is a person who is a citizen of a federally recognized civilized tribe.
Let me ask you a question real quick. Do you think Mr. Joe Biden's going to nominate a black lady to the Supreme Court?
Well,
yeah, I think
he could,
is.
But
I
what the way he said it was racist.
Yeah, yeah,
because
exactly.
You're not supposed to use racial identity in hiring people or appointing people.
Exactly.
But Democrats get away with that racism.
Yeah.
And if they're black,
yeah, I think
black
he will.
Privilege.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he will, because, you know, he already picked we know he picked Kamala Harris for his running mate to be, you know, to be vice president. And I think Joe's going to push this, because right now he's trying to kiss black butt. That's basically what he's trying to do, kiss black butt, because they know they're going to get annihilated in November.
Really, the one lady, Candace Akinfumo. She's Nigerian. She ain't no regular. She's not no native black. She's a Nigerian American, married to a white Jewish person. Now that ain't gonna be just push over run of the mill decision.
No,
because they got different concepts totally already, and they conservative as hell. Just say heck conservative thinking.
Yeah.
Now, that other lady, Kalanja, they on her, they say that she would be bringing activism to the bench. So I will, and it is replacing another Democrat. So, and you know, really, I look for a judge to rule on the law in relationship to the U.S. Constitution. That's where it's supposed to be.
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be.
Slants.
Yep.
Yeah, these slants and stuff. Clarence Thomas about the closest thing to that type of performance or expectation that you have on the bench.
Yeah. He's the only guy with common sense, if you ask me.
But what do you think about this? They had this lady come on there. I can't remember her name. But she said that he got nasty with her, you know.
Who is that?
Thomas, the Supreme Court judge.
Oh, he got nasty with her like Andrew Cuomo got nasty with 13?
Yeah, same thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the critical race theory part of me. Throw yours out. I ain't saying you particularly, but throw yours out there. Let me hear your history. I can show you just the opposite.
My thing is that we all got killing in the closet. Some might be small as a little white lie, as they say, or it could be up to level 10 or even past 10, you know, things that we got in our closets. So, you know, the thing, they do too much mudslinging. When you go in there, like y'all said earlier, I'm going with the person that what's important on the issues, what's important to me, who's thinking the most like me. That's who I'm going to vote for, whether it's Democrat, Republican, or independent. That's who I'm going to vote for.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
And you know, I got one more.
Go ahead.
I got one more point to make, too, since we're talking about Greenwood. And also, that area in Tulsa was First North Street. First Street North. It wasn't Greenwood and Archer. It wasn't Archer. But the original name was First Street North. But anyway, the first Supreme Court judge, well, I ain't going to say, but I guess you could say he was black. His skin wasn't white. Was of the Creek Nation. His name was Jesse Franklin in 1878. He could did put people to death.
Oh.
That's critical race theory, man.
There you go.
He was putting people to death, including whites. In 1878.
And most of us had never heard of him.
No, we ain't heard of him. But
I ain't heard of him till today, be honest with you.
Yeah, he exists. So, people be talking all this stuff. And don't let me go over and start talking about what went down in Africa. And some people know this. A lot of people don't. It's just a shame that they don't. Because they use this stuff today. It's like this old case about reparations. United States government, federal government didn't make no money off of slavery. They outlawed it after 1808. And then it come along past the 13th Amendment. So how did they make money off of slavery? If you got some reparations coming, you got it coming from plantations only, which included blacks in all of them states, especially Louisiana, South Carolina. And you had some laws that was put in force, like Jim Crow. Jim Crow came out of the Mohawk Convention in the latter part of the 1800s, where the conference was convened in Ulster County, New York, by your Democratic president, I think he was, Rufus Hayes, attended by people as far down in Argentina and Brazil. And the topic was the Negro question. What are we going to do with the Negro? Well, ultimately, what came out of it, those that were representing the United States said we're going to use segregation and Jim Crow. Down in South America, they used what's called assimilation. They assimilated the black, the Negro out of existence, especially in Argentina. You can't find no Negroes in Argentina. They gone. Disappeared.
Yeah. Yep.
In Brazil, they've been assimilated.
Yeah, yeah.
But them Brazilian women is some beautiful species, man. You got black yeah, men today going down there to do what? Hook up with them Brazilian women.
Yeah, because them Brazilian women, their ancestry was African. A lot of them.
Yeah, you can see it in certain. You can see it in certain physiques of their body.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys, been good. Good having you all on the show. Pretty much end it right there. Thank you, Bianchi. Boy, I tell you, if I didn't have my brain alert right now, boy, I could have listened to you for another 12 hours talk about history, man. I tell you, good gracious. Sometimes I get into that mode and I just sit there and just listen. Just, oh, man, listen to this, man. Listen to
well,
this.
Well, that's the fruit back in me. All right, man, I'll see you next week.
All right.
You guys be careful and safe.
Okay, you do the same thing. Thanks for coming on the show.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, folks, so we're going to end it right there. Next week, I should have another edition of Black by Color Only. You all stay safe out there, you know, be careful. And folks, really, like I said before, and I'm just pleading with you, please learn about the world around you. That's all I can say. But anyway, this is Vincent E. Brown. I am signing off. And until the next time, I'll see you on the rebound. Y'all have a good Saturday.